हाँ डिक्टेशन फॉर सुलेमान सोनू, SOULEYMANE, सुलेमानी, लास्ट नेम सोनू, SONO, डेट ऑफ बर्थ 2/23/98, डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट 9/29/2021, डेट ऑफ सर्विस इज 2/22/2022. द पेशेंट इज हियर फॉर ए फॉलोअप इवेल्युएशन. इनिशियली ही वॉज ए विक्टिम ऑफ ऑटोमोबाइल एक्सीडेंट वेर ही वॉज ए रेस्टोरेंट ड्राइवर एंड वॉज हिट इन टू अ रियर व्हील ड्राइव. He was rear-ended, I'm sorry, and then their car hit a car in front. He was traveling in an Uber car as a passenger. He was traveling in an Uber car as a driver of the Uber car when this accident happened. This accident occurred in Detroit near Van Dyke Road, and it eventually became a three-car accident. This caused him headache as well as ringing in the ear, disorientation, nightmare, loss of concentration, as well as pain in the neck and the lower back and mid back. The patient has suffered from the issues in the upper part of the neck and headache every day, which are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. He also complains of deep pain in the chest, in the middle of the chest, across. And so far, he was seen in 10/19/2021. The pains have not got better. The patient reports that his pain in the chest is still quite severe, and pain in the neck, mid back, lower back continues. Mid back pain is around 10, and it radiates to the front. No rib fracture has been identified. Pain in the lower back is 9, and neck is 8. The patient is reporting pain level between 7 to 8 overall, with 70% improvement in the symptoms since the time of accident with the conservative treatment. At this time, the ADLs that are affected are as follows. The general activity and work are affected 10. The sleep is affected 9. Mood and enjoyment of life are affected 8. The walking ability and relationship with other people are affected 6. In the system review, patient reports that he's suffering from headaches, which are around 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, mostly frontal, off and on, all many times in the day, associated with difficulty sleeping, loss of balance, poor work performance, and lack of concentration. However, patient denies any vision problem, dizziness, vertigo, fainting, blackout, seizures, or any loss of memory. There is no history of anxiety, depression, panic, PTSD either. He's never been to the hospital after the initial accident. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness in the neck and lower back, as well as pain in the neck and the lower back and mid back, upper back, as well as the chest and hip. He's not sure if the chest pain is shooting down from the back, middle back at all, like a radiation or radiculopathy. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. In the GE, patient denies any incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient suffers from chest pain, but denies any difficulty breathing, asthma, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports pain level remains the same, and there are no changes, relevant changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are Ultran. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 133/92. Pulse is 89. And temperature 97.8. And pulse is 99. Rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit of 1/21/2022, dictation number 0127-006. Plan of care is to order a new MRI for thoracic spine without contrast so that the final information can be available. Physical therapy will continue 3 times per week, along with for sacroiliac joint inflammation bilaterally, including neck, mid back, and lower back. And this patient remains off work for various symptoms to housework and work replacement. The patient continues naproxen, Alavil and Skelaxin. In addition, Alprime ER has been provided, 50 milligram 1-2 every 6 hours PRN. The MRI for the cervical spine and lumbar spine are available, and they were discussed with the patient at length. The patient was informed that there is a issue at L4, L5 with the bulging disc indenting the ventral thecal sac and elevating the posterior longitudinal ligament, as well as at L5 S1 there is a 2 millimeter asymmetric posterior disc bulge indenting the ventral thecal sac and elevating the posterior longitudinal ligament, and a mild bilateral neural foramina narrowing. There is also an interspinous ligament at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 consistent with interspinous ligament injury and edema. The patient is advised that he may benefit from interspinous injection with cortisone as well as LESI time 4 to avoid any surgery or any other major issues and heal better. In the cervical region, there is MRI shows a herniated disc at C4, 5 and bulging disc at C5, 6 and C6, 7, indenting the ventral thecal sac and elevating the posterior longitudinal ligament, and annular fissure is torn. The patient is again informed to have a consider various injections to the cervical spine. In addition, patient will benefit from sacroiliac joint injection bilaterally with the cortisone. The patient will make up his mind and let us know when is a good time to do anything, and he'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.